What kind of customers are you working with? Tell us a bit about what you do at Farm Credit.
Sure thing. Yeah. So really anybody involved in production agriculture, anyone who owns ag assets and you know, that diversify and involved with commercial stuff, your grain farmers, cattle farmers, we've got poultry, we've got dairy, just anything and everything ag related.
Is there a farm too big or too small to work with for you?
Absolutely not. No, sir. No, we're extremely relationship driven here, and we focus on building relationships with our customers, trying to help them. And yeah, we want to anybody and everybody.
What about people having ideas? So they're probably not like that, but they should they bring it to you anyway and talk to you and say, well, is this something we can do?
Yes. Yes. Again, absolutely. We love having those conversations. You know, sometimes things aren't the best idea today, but they may be in the future. So we like to build relationships, work with people, get to understand their hopes and dreams and their goals, and try to help them get there.
What are you farmers talking to you about? Besides, I'm sure they hit you some common questions, but what are they talking to you about in 2024 here?
Sure. So yeah, you know, commodity prices are a big topic. Not the most favorable topic at the moment, but that's a big topic. But you know, yields seem to be pretty good so far. Rates are softening some. Interest rates are the other big question, but they've softened some. You know, we've got a lot of opportunities. We've got our conversion program that all of our customers are familiar with, but we've got some opportunities to help folks out. We do a lot of good things here.
You guys are very involved in the community, more than just making loans or being partners for farmers. Very involved in a lot of things going on in Todd County and in Logan County. What are some things you're tied to?
Sure. So, yeah, we try to be involved with all of the local chamber events, Logan and Todd Chamber events, the Farm Bureau, the Young Farmers Association. It seems like, you know, most every weekend, multiple evenings a week and most every weekend, there's something going on that we can be involved with. So if it's ag-related, local community-related, we want to try to have a hand in it and do our part.
Why is that important, Matt, for you?
Sure. So I think it goes back to the relationships, just, you know, being there. I mean, we live and work in the communities that we serve, so we want to get to know people. We want to understand what the needs are and how we can help.
I think it's fantastic. You guys do a great job of it, obviously, and so very involved in this community. And people appreciate that. Your farmers will tell you that, but the other folks will tell you that as well.
I sure appreciate that. That's great to hear.
You know, in Rural First, you guys, that's a big program that works with you guys, too. So folks think, well, I don't own a farm, and I don't want to buy a farm, but I want to buy some property. That's something that folks can look at, too.
Oh, it is. Yeah, we do a great job with that. You know, those are Rural First loan officers. We refer business back and forth. We talk with customers. Oftentimes, we'll meet together. Not everything fits in a box. Right. So we like to look at a loan request and decide which way it needs to go. And they've got products and services that we don't have on the ag side and vice versa. So
I think it's interesting to see some of the things that can happen, because people say, well, I've got this dream, but I don't know if that would ever fly or not. But it's amazing. I talked to a farmer this week who had a dream of doing an orchard when the tobacco program ended 20 some odd years ago. Talked to Farm Credit. They're like, sure, let's do that. And Here, 20 years later, they have a huge orchard and a huge business just because of a dream.
Right, right. Yeah, I think stories like that are common. They really are.
Matt, appreciate visiting with you. Matt Jolly here with us at Farm Credit Mid-America in Russellville. And he's one of the great folks you'll work with here. And, of course, we're talking Farm Safety Week. And a big part of the farm safety piece is the financing piece, because, I mean, farmers have to have the capital to operate. And that's where Farm Credit comes in to make sure they can do just that. We're on Todd 1070 WEKT at 92.1 FM.